Polycystic ovarian syndrome. Polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, is a common hormonal disorder that many women suffer from. It is a multifaceted illness affecting the body in several different ways, including infertility, hair growth, disrupted or absent menstrual cycles, weight gain, and resistance to insulin. It has impacts on the reproductive, metabolic, and cardiovascular health of sufferers. Common symptoms of the syndrome include weight gain, irregular periods, cysts on the ovaries that show up during ultrasound scans, and facial hair on areas such as the chin or upper lip. Women with PCOS can struggle to get pregnant unassisted. They can also have a higher risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, elevated cholesterol, hypertension, and obesity. However, these symptoms may be able to be managed and fertility can be assisted through lifestyle changes and the prescription of medications. Diagnosis and symptoms. PCOS is characterized by the appearance of cysts on the ovaries, excess hair growth, obesity, androgen excess, which is excess levels of male hormones such as testosterone, irregular periods, anovulation or oligoovulation, or irregular periods. Women with PCOS might have some or all of these symptoms. It is highly variable from one patient to the next. Common symptoms include hormonal disruption, higher levels of male hormones, androgens, which lead to acne, hirsutism, or excess hair growth on the body, and male pattern hair loss. Women with PCOS tend to have higher levels of androgens, male hormones. Menstrual cycle. A disrupted menstrual cycle is common. Symptoms range from normal menstruation being delayed or fewer than normal periods to not having a period at all for more than 3 months. For some women with PCOS, the menstrual cycle may not be associated with ovulation and they could have heavy bleeding. Weight. Women with PCOS will often have a higher body weight with fat disposition on the areas of the body such as the lower abdomen and upper thighs. Insulin resistance as a result of PCOS can make it easier for sufferers to gain weight and more difficult to lose weight. Insulin. Levels can be elevated in women with PCOS. Often they can be insulin resistant, which can increase the risk of heart disease and diabetes. Infertility. Many women with PCOS experience difficulty getting pregnant. Some medications that are commonly prescribed can help, and speaking to a doctor or fertility specialist is recommended. Treatments. There are a range of commonly prescribed medications. Women's Health Action recommends you speak to a doctor about the best available options for your needs, as treatment may vary over time and from person to person. Metformin. This drug is commonly prescribed to people with type 2 diabetes, but can also help to reduce some symptoms of PCOS. It can help to regulate periods and enhance ovulation and reduce the effect of elevated male hormones. Common side effects are nausea, digestive upset, and vomiting. Women with PCOS have a higher likelihood of developing type 2 diabetes due to insulin resistance, but taking metformin can help delay or prevent this. Metformin should be used together with increased exercise and a nutritious diet, not as a replacement for lifestyle changes. Spironolactone. This drug is known to reduce male pattern hair growth and acne. It can reduce androgen levels. It is a diuretic, so it will rid the body of excess salt and water. Common side effects are nausea, vomiting, headaches, and rarely rashes. Up to 80% of women with PCOS see a reduction in excess hair growth when using spironolactone. It can take 6 months of daily use for it to become effective. Clomiphene or Clomid. The ovulation-stimulating drug Clomiphene, also known as Clomid, is often prescribed to women with PCOS who are seeking to get pregnant because it can help periods to regulate by indirectly causing eggs to mature and then be released. It can assist women with PCOS to achieve pregnancy, but can also increase the likelihood of twins. Diet and exercise. Women with PCOS are recommended to choose foods with a low glycemic index, such as whole grain bread, chickpeas, kidney beans, lentils, milk, yogurt, apples, pears, grapes, kiwi fruit, pasta, noodles, oats, and bran. And limit the intake of carbohydrates by spacing them out over the day and combining them with protein and fats. Speaking to a registered dietitian is recommended. Regular exercise is important for women with PCOS. It helps to counteract insulin resistance and can lead to weight loss, which can help with regulating the menstrual cycle. This can also improve the chance of achieving pregnancy. A study undertaken in 2011 to 2012 found that after 6 months of regular exercise, women with PCOS saw significant improvement in their menstrual frequency and reduced problems with their menstrual cycle. Their hormone profile improved, and many found that they lost weight around their waist and hips. Consistent and varied types of exercise are positive for women with PCOS. Cardio can help with weight loss, lower blood pressure, and potentially decrease insulin resistance, while weight training builds lean muscle mass and improves strength.